Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast. With a new episode released every single day, I'm Paul Stevenson. Thanks as always for hitting play. Today is February the 3rd, and the record of the day on full album February is from 1988. It's the self-titled debut release from All About Eve. It went top 10 in the UK and contained the top 10 single, Martha's Harbour. I'm looking forward to listening to this one in full today, and you can join in too. I'll pop a post up on social media every single day with that day's record. It would be awesome if you listened along and left your thoughts as well. We're going to be doing it all month to try and uncover some lost and forgotten albums, all nominated by you. And it's thanks to Phil Owens on YouTube for nominating this one today. But back to rock history then. As I alluded to yesterday, February the 3rd is the day the music died. Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and the Big Bopper were all tragically killed in a plane crash. It became immortalised in Don McLean's hit American Pie, of course. Also on this day, in 2003, Phil Spector, one of the leading producers of the 60s and 70s, was arrested and charged with murder. Police were called to his 33-room mansion in California and discovered actress Lena Clarkson dead from a gunshot wound. On this day in 1979, the Blues Brothers, John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd, hit number one on the US album chart when their record Briefcase Full of Blues hit the top spot. Not bad for a pair of comedians. On this day in 1961, it's said that Bob Dylan made his first recordings. He puts down San Francisco Blues and Jesus Met the Woman at the Well at the home of his friends Sid and Bob Gleason in New Jersey. And birthday wishes go out to The Cure's Lol Tolhurst. He started as the band's drummer before switching to keyboards. Lol is 64 today. Also celebrating is the legendary guitarist in The Kinks, Dave Davies. He and his brother Ray were, of course, the mainstays of the band that were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame way back in 1990. Dave is 76 years young today. But for our main show, we're going to focus on a legend who appeared in the US in his new persona for the first time on this day in 1976. Yes, on this day in 1976, David Bowie opened his US tour showcasing his latest persona, the Thin White Duke. It was a far cry from the Ziggy Stardust, which had been retired a couple of years earlier. As the Thin White Duke, Bowie dressed in a black vested suit with slicked back hair. It was a controversial character due to his pro-fascist statements that Bowie made during interviews. Bowie later claimed they were theatrical remarks made in character and didn't reflect his actual views. Later on, he blamed this persona and his erratic behaviour on an astronomical use of hard drugs whilst living in LA. Bowie decided to leave the US for Europe in late 1976 to improve his mental health and physical well-being. He settled in West Germany where a whole new chapter began, the Berlin Trilogy. Now, I spoke with Bowie's manager during this trilogy era, Steve Weltman, and I asked him how he came to work with the legendary figure.
When Bill died, who owned Mountain, Nazareth, manager, I left, and I knew a man in New York called Ken Glancy, who was the worldwide president of RCA Records. He wanted the last X years of his life before he retired to the south of France to be in Europe, so he chose to come to Britain. And he'd known me from my Charisma BNC time, and thought I was quite innovative, and asked me to go over there. And so I was with David through Low Heroes, Scary Monsters, and the double live album stage. And, you know, I wrote, did all his copy, did all the, created all the marketing, got awards. NME gave me the, I got an award in 78, but in their yearbook, I was given a copy line of the decade.
There you go.
Because when we were coming in the late 70s, you know, we were coming to a kind of hiatus in music, in rock, and as about punk was going to explode, the media decided it was, you were old wave or new wave. David had just finished the Heroes album. So I took double page ads out, and on the left-hand side of the page, as you looked at it, it simply said, there's old wave, there's new wave, and there's David Bowie.
Brilliant.
And I still have the award. It's not one I've given away, or very proud of that.
The wonderful Steve Weltman there. He's had one hell of a career in the music business. He's worked with the Beatles, Elvis, Bowie, and more. Check out the interview in full on episode 19 of Vintage Rock Pod, which also features an interview with Damon Johnson, the guitarist singer from Brother Kane, who's also played with, yeah, Thin Lizzy, Alice Cooper, and Lynyrd Skynyrd. So it's a great episode to catch. Episode 19. Go on, give it a listen. But that's it for today's episode then. I will, of course, be back tomorrow with more on this day rock goodness. So until then, take care.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals. It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.